Hello everybody, my name is Oliver Sennhauser and I will have a look at MariaDB connection ID together with you in the next few seconds. First, a few general words about connection ID. So MariaDB connection ID exists since very long ago. So it's not really a new feature, not really something which is spectacular, but nevertheless, I want to talk a few words about connection ID. So first, before we start, let's have a little demonstration. I'm here on the bash. I run the following command in the MariaDB client. I just do a select from connection ID, and you can see how connection ID behaves. So connection ID is 83. I do a connection again, connection ID becomes 84, 85, 86, 87, 87. So we see the trend when using a connection. So every connection inside a MariaDB database gets its own connection ID, which is a unique number which is continuously increasing. The maximum number of connections which were created since database startup, you can see easily with the command show global status, like connections, and you see here in this case, we had already 2,322 connections since database startup. So technically this is quite boring, so why should we bother? Because with the connection ID, you can do some interesting investigations. A few words before we start diving deeper into the connection IDs. The name connection IDs is unfortunately not clearly used. It's ambiguously used. So connection ID, the first is the ID of the connection, but then also the thread ID is sometimes used for the ID of a connection. This typically happens in the information schema. So sadly, they did not use the same term here. Then in show process list, there is a column called ID. This is the connection ID as well. And then in the performance schema, we have the connection ID again, but here in the performance schema it's called process list ID, but it's still same connection ID in MariaDB. And then we have something different, the thread ID, which is the ID of a MariaDB thread, which is not 100% the same like a connection ID, and sometimes we have to do the calculations between the connection ID and the thread ID. So be careful, especially in the performance schema, to not mix up those two things, those two terms. So where is the connection ID used then? So where can we use it or see it? First of all, in the process list. Here, the connection ID is called ID, and if you check the connection ID, you see there a column called ID. I have renamed it now in this query to connection ID. And you can easily filter out all the rows, or the row which is your personal connection, so you can see all the other connections with this select command on the information schema process list. Alternatives to this information schema process list select commands are the command show process list or show full process list, or you can also query those information from the performance schema. Here you find everything in the view threads. So where else can we see the connection ID? In the InnoDB monitoring, which you get with show engine InnoDB status, you have various information about the state of InnoDB. One status is the latest deadlock you have received in your database or in your application. And here you can also see the connection causing this deadlock, or the two connections which were involved in this deadlock. Unfortunately, here it's called again thread ID. Here, thread ID 7765 has had a conflict with 7778 and caused a deadlock. Nevertheless, both are MariaDB connection IDs. Where else can we see the connection ID? Again, in the InnoDB monitor, in Show Engine InnoDB status, there is another section called latest foreign key error. And here again, here you see the connection ID. It's called again here thread ID. And you see which connection has caused with this command, the foreign key error. Then in the third section in the InnoDB monitor with the show engine InnoDB status command, you have the running transactions. So you can see there which transaction is running right now inside InnoDB. And here again, you have the connection ID. It's called again here thread ID. So you can see which connection actually is running which transaction. So that was the InnoDB monitor. Where else can we see or have information about connection IDs? The next thing I want to look at it with you is the view on performance schema threads. Here we can do, or we have to do, the conversion between the MariaDB connection ID and the performance schema thread ID. So in this query, we do on the performance schema threads view, we want to see the thread ID and the process list ID. And to make it more clear, I have renamed here the process list ID into connection ID, which would be technically more correct term. So we see a slight gap in the numbers between a thread ID and the connection ID. So don't mix up those two, otherwise you will not get further results correctly. So in the performance schema, where can we work with the process list ID? In the views session account connection attributes and section session connection attributes, you can work with the process list ID. Then there are many different other views where you only can work with the real thread ID and not with the connection ID. I have listed all views here which I found where the thread ID is listed or is used. And then we have also related thread IDs like parent thread ID, owner thread ID, logged by thread ID, etc., etc., in the performance schema again. So here, with the conversion from the connection ID to the thread ID, you can see in various other views which connection or which thread has done what. Then, related to the performance schema, there is the sysschema views. So also in the sysschema, we have on many different places, we have the thread ID, but I've never found the connection ID there. So we need again to do the conversion from the connection ID to the thread ID to view the information in the sysschema. So where, for example, do we have it? IO by thread by latency, so we can see IO latency by connection. File IO, process list, we already know. Lock weights, etc. So here we can find out which connection caused some information in the sysschema views. Then, where can we use or where can we find the connection ID in the log files? So in the MariaDB error log, there the connection ID is also listed. It's here at the second position. This is the connection ID of your MariaDB connection. So you can easily find out which connection has caused this MariaDB error log warning. Then the next thing is in the slow query log. Here in the slow query log, we see also the connection ID again. Here connection ID 34. Unfortunately, it's called thread ID and not connection ID. but we have just to rename the column in our mind. And now comes the most interesting part. Up to here it was more or less boring technical information, and now we glued together the whole puzzle. The general query log is the key point here. With the general query log, we get an exact understanding of what is going on for each and every connection. So if we enable the general query log, we see at what time, here again the connection ID, did it connect, and then in this connection ID, what has this connection done in the whole lifespan up to the quit, to the end of the connection. So we can see what has a connection done, and now with all the other information I just presented you before, we can figure out what was going on in our system. We can put together the whole puzzle. The general query log can be enabled on the fly with a command set global general log equals on. If you do that on a production system, be a little bit careful because the size of the general query log can grow quite quickly to fill up your disk. So be careful, enable it on production if you have not enough space on the disk. Some of our customers ask us, what about the overhead? What about the performance impact of the general query log? I could never clearly answer that, so I did a little benchmark with a Sysbench OLTP point select, which is a read-only, very, very fast benchmark. And in this benchmark, we found out that the overhead of the general query log is about 13%. So if you enable general query log, calculate with 10 to 15% overhead. So if your system is nearly maxed out, maybe you should be careful to enable the general query log on that system. What we also did is we designed a little data warehouse for evaluating all the queries in the general query log. Here is the star model of this data warehouse, and you see in the middle here the queries itself, the statements belonging to the queries, at what time the query has been executed, date and time of the query, and to which connection it belongs, and to which schema. So if we feed the general query log into this data warehouse structure, we can do a lot of queries and find out what query has interfered with what other query and make some investigation of what went wrong on your system. Connection ID is also missing in some parts of MariaDB. So where are these parts? One thing I was looking at is the MariaDB SQL error log. And this is not the MariaDB error log, it's the SQL error log. For those who don't know, this is a plugin you can enable on demand, and this plugin logs all the errors which were sent from your MariaDB database to the client or to your application. So you as a DBA can see what errors did your applications receive from the database. So here, a little hint to the MariaDB developers. In the MariaDB SQL error log, we don't see, unfortunately, the connection ID. So I opened a ticket here at MariaDB, and I even added a possible fix for that feature. So I'm not really a programmer, so I don't know if my fix is good, but the idea is also to add the connection ID to the SQL error log. So if you want to find out who was it, what did they, we can use the general query log in combination with the SQL error log to find out who got why this error message. Another place where the connection ID is missing is in the binary logs. Here again, a hint to the MariaDB developers. Would it not make sense also to add the connection ID to the MariaDB binary logs? I don't think it will cost much and harm much in the binary log, but sometimes in troubleshooting, in combination with the general query log, it could help to find the connection ID also in the MariaDB binary logs. Then another feature we have in MariaDB is the MariaDB audit plugin. And in the audit plugin log, there again, connection ID is added. It's here at, I think it's the fifth position. This here again is the connection ID. I think this is the query ID, then the type and the query itself. So again here in the audit plugin, we can see the connection ID. Then another problem we have experienced sometimes with customers is InnoDB locking. So InnoDB locking is not that easy, because if you get an error message because of InnoDB lock wait timeout, then it's already too late to find it out. And you cannot have a look all the time in the database what's going on and who is the opposite connection who blocks your connection. So there is a possibility to look in the information schema and in the performance schema which connection ID was waiting and which connection ID was blocking the waiting connection, and in combination with a general query log or with some other queries you run on performance schema or information schema, you can easily find out not only the waiting connection but also the blocking connection. So this is currently something we are still working on for some customers, for found here a more easy solution. What problems could we have with the connection ID related to other technologies? So if your application is using connection pooling, this is typically done by Java applications or .NET applications, then your connection is shared between different application threads. So we see here, you have one thread in your application, you have your connection pool, the connection pool has a connection through your, in this example, JDBC driver to the database, gets a result, sends it back to the application. But here, the data connections are shared between different application connections. So from the database side of view, at that side, we get different application parts for the same connection ID. So it makes it a little bit harder to find out from the general query log and the connection ID where in your application the problem was caused. So that's one thing you have to learn to deal with it. Then another thing, it's quite new. It does not yet happen in MariaDB, but possibly it will happen in the future. I don't know. In MySQL, since 8.0.14 release, there is a variable called pseudo thread ID. So possibly this is implemented in MariaDB as well, sooner or later. I did not yet find out what really is the use case of this variable, but maybe other people know better. So this variable, pseudo thread ID, can be changed and it will influence the connection ID. So if you mess around with this variable, the numbers of your connection ID is probably not correct anymore or not what you expect anymore. I have here added also a link if you want to read a little bit more about connection pooling. You can find out more under this link. So for those who are a little bit more about interesting things about MariaDB connection ID, I have listed here additional literature about this variable. For example, one blog post we have written recently is about aborting connections in MariaDB, and with the connection ID, you can find out with connection, which connection was aborting at what part in the code. Then a little bit more Galera related, failing DDL commands, how you can figure out which connection did or executed the failing DDL commands, another blog article here, or the base for this presentation, we also have written a blog article about that. You find that as well on our website. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, I'm now here and free for questions and discussions. And if you are interested, we have some time for personal talks. Thank you very much and enjoy further FOSDEM in the MariaDB channel.